This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State election officials say do not put ballots in the mail because they might not arrive in time to be counted. Instead, voters should take them to a drop box in their county. Voting centers are also open for Coloradans who want to vote in person. Election day is next Tuesday. The western Colorado mountains have winter weather advisories for tonight. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The storm has already brought high winds, snow, and rain across the western slope and is expected to hit pretty much all of the state today. Chris Sanders is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
The snow level's probably going to start out the day closer to like 10,000 feet for most of the area, and then by the evening they're dropping down to 6,000-7,000 feet.
Sanders says most western mountains should expect between 6 and 9 inches of snow, with less farther east and rain for Metro Denver. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver will pay $1.2 million to a man who was beaten and tased by police officers three years ago. The Denver Post reports Milo Mayek was 17 at the time and high on LSD when officers were called about his erratic behavior. The one officer was acquitted of assault in the case and has since left the police department. It is 49 degrees with dark skies in Denver, lightning south of the city. It is 54 in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.